Hello and welcome to the Rebecca Lee Podcast. I'm your host and wellness sis, Rebecca. I'm an LA-based holistic nutritionist, and I'm here to help guide you through the world of wellness in the most straightforward, balanced, and intuitive way. Join me every week for casual big sis chats as I spill the deets on all things real holistic health and wellness to guide you towards living your best life. Now, let's get into it. Hello, beautiful people. Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you so much for deciding to tune in to today's Pod Wednesday because we have an amazing episode coming your way. I recently went to my first like self-development, self-improvement event, I guess is the way to describe it. A few weeks ago, I went to Tony Robbins' Unleash the Power Within, and it was a four-day event in West Palm Beach, Florida, and I had the absolute best experience there, like actually life-changing. I loved it. If you guys haven't heard of Tony Robbins, just look him up. Like, he's probably one of the biggest, if not the biggest name in the whole like self-development space. He's done like, you know, big events for mindset work, coaching, you know, just improving yourself. Like, he has a bunch of different types of events. I went to the shortest one, I believe, that he has, which is Unleash the Power Within. And like I said, it was just amazing. I don't want to get like too much into details about the event because I really want to talk about five things that I learned from the event that I went to and how they can help you with your life starting today. So I learned so much from being there, and I feel like it would almost be like unfair if I didn't share some of the things that I learned because I had such a transformative experience. Like, I really do believe that the exercises and the things that we did and talked about and learned about like really helped spark a transformation within myself, and I really feel like I have already grown and made so many changes in my life just from that event because I've learned so much and applied so many things to my life and really just feel like there's just already a massive transformation within myself. And I don't feel like I'm being held back by any fears or limiting beliefs or doubts that I once felt. And I really feel just more like confident and excited and ready to like put the foot to the gas pedal, you know? So I'm really excited for today's episode. I thought it would be cool to share some like major takeaways that I had. And these takeaways are literally things that you can start applying to your life today. And if you start applying them to your life right now, your life will significantly improve. And I'm saying this because it's only been about like 2 weeks since the event, and I've applied all of these things to my life, and my life has already significantly changed and improved. So I can't even wait to like see what happens over the course of the next like few months, 6 months, even year, from kind of shifting within myself and shifting a bunch of things in my life. So definitely feel free to take notes in this episode. There's a lot of really good, important stuff in here, and I wish I heard or learned some of these sooner. So definitely pay attention. Okay, let's get into number one, shall we? One of the first things out of many things that I learned from my first self-development, self-improvement event at Tony Robbins was that your internal world, this one's super important, you guys. Your internal world can be a beautiful state, aka, you know, whatever you want / however you want to feel, regardless of anything else going on in your external world. It is a choice. So it is a choice to wake up in the morning and say, you know what? I choose to be happy today. I choose to live in a beautiful state. I choose that inside, I'm going to choose to be grateful, be happy, you know, positive, whatever it is, regardless of what's going on in my external world. And I think the second we can really adopt this mindset, the better off we will be, because we start to see things more as a choice instead of like, oh, we have to respond to our external environment. And I think a lot of us live that way, right? Something happens in our external world, good or bad, and then we shift and respond with our internal state. So if something good happens, then we're happy. Or if something bad happens, then we're upset. Or someone says something that we don't like or pisses us off. And then we become upset or pissed off. Or maybe they say something we do like and then we become happy. Like, you get the point. The key to really living a truly happy life is not letting anything in your external world affect how your internal world is. So choose to wake up and decide that you want to be in a beautiful state no matter what is going on around you. And that's really why I love meditation too, you guys. If you don't meditate or you're not in a meditation practice, I highly recommend getting in one. And this is one of the main reasons why I love it, is because when you're doing a constant meditation practice, you are like literally shifting and shaping your internal world. You're getting deep in your body and within yourself to feel a certain way, to be a certain way, to be present, whatever it is. You're focusing on your internal world with meditation. And so much of our lives are spent reacting to the external world. When we're on social media, at our jobs, at school, with our friends, with our family, like how often are we just responding and reacting to things that happen in our lives? All the time, right? So when you're in a, you know, consistent meditation practice, you are focusing on your internal world. And this is also why I really love doing meditations like first thing in the morning, even before I check my phone, because I kind of like set within myself, like, okay, this is how my day is going to go. This is how I'm going to feel. This is how I want to feel. Like, I choose to live in a beautiful state today. And this doesn't mean like, you know, you can't get upset or things can go wrong or you can't feel your emotions. No. That's not what I'm saying. You should for sure feel your all the spectrum of emotions, but it's to what degree do we let those emotions and the things that's happening in our external world take over our own feelings, thoughts, and lives ultimately. So this was something that was really talked about a lot at Tony, was that no matter what's going on in your external world, you have the power and you have the choice to live in a beautiful state. And I like this affirmation, is that like, I choose to live in a beautiful state. And that beautiful state can be different for everyone, you know what I mean? Depending on what you're needing or what you're feeling that day. But whatever means to you, wake up and say to yourself, I choose to live in a beautiful state today. And watch how much better your day goes, you guys. You're really just like putting it out there, setting the intention. I promise you, you're just going to be happier. And who doesn't want to be happier, you know? You don't need to rely on anything to happen in your life to be happier. You can do it right now. So I really like that one. That one's super important. I mean, these are all important, obviously, but I really like that one because it just feels like you can really take control of your life and how you feel, and I'm all about that good stuff. Okay, moving on to number two. Getting into a peak state is a lot easier than you think. It really just comes from changing your physiology. And what do I mean by a peak state? I just mean like an elevated, energetic, happier state, right? And I learned this at Tony because we would do so much like jumping and dancing and screaming, you guys. I was not expecting to do that much like literally dancing while I was at the event, but it's all for a reason. And the reason was that we're trying to get our bodies and our minds in a peak state. And when you're in a peak state, you're much more likely to do things better, to feel better, to do more things, to just like live an overall better life. And it's a lot easier getting into that state than I thought. So something that I've been doing the past few weeks is that whenever I'm feeling like down or tired or like not motivated to do something, I will literally like turn on a song or maybe even not, but a song if I'm feeling it. And I'll just start dancing and like jumping up and down for, not kidding, like 15 seconds. And your state changes immediately. It's actually insane. You just have to do like a little bit of movement or a little bit of just like jumping up and down, and then boom, you're ready to go. And I feel that way after I like go for a walk or after I go to the gym, which we all know like that movement can really change the way you're feeling. But I realize that it's even less than that. Like, I don't even have to go for like a full walk or workout if I don't feel like it, if I don't have the time. I can just dance or jump up and down with my arms up in the air for 15, 30 seconds, 1 minute, and then I feel like a completely different person. So if you're ever feeling like down or sad or tired or like unmotivated or whatever it is, try changing your physiology because it will completely change the way you feel. And changing your physiology is a lot easier than you think. Number three, third thing I learned from my first self-development event at Tony Robbins. This one might be my favorite one. Okay, actually, I don't know. They're all my favorite, but this one's super important and it's actually really, really simple. Like, if you're gonna take away anything from this episode, listen to this. What you focus on is what grows. Shift your focus to shift your life. I know it sounds like duh, okay, like really simple. Obviously, what you focus on grows, but really think about it. Like, be conscious throughout your days and start noticing like what you're focusing on. Are you focusing on things that you can't control in your life? Are you focusing on the traffic that you're sitting in or the mean, not maybe not even mean thing, like the thing that you didn't like that somebody else did or said? Or are you focusing on, you know, other small minutia things in the day-to-day that like really don't matter in the grand scheme of things, but are easier to focus on than maybe focusing on the bigger things that might scare you or, you know, that you've pushed to the side? Because this is so, so true. And it's really something that we did a lot at the event was working on shifting our focus and bringing our dreams and goals closer to the forefront. So what Tony said a lot was like, what you obsess over is what you will receive. And so you think about your goals. You want them to be close to you. You want them to feel like they're already here, like in front of you. You want to feel like it's a movie, like you're playing in the movie. It's like something you can grab. It's very tangible. Like it's where your focus is headed. But the problem is that most of us are spending our focus, our limited amount of energy on what we don't want instead of what we do want, or complaining, or the things that are out of our control. We really don't take ownership and like take the reins back of focusing on what we actually do want. And I've caught myself doing this a lot. Like, I'm not perfect, by the way, you guys. All of these things like are still a work in progress for me. I've definitely made shifts and changes in my life, and it's gotten so much better, and I've seen the improvements of doing these things. But just so you know, like, I'm still a work in progress. Like, of course, I have my days where I'm not feeling it, and I'm like, ugh, F all this self-development, self-improvement stuff. I just want to sit and be miserable, right? Okay. Just want to get that out of the way. But starting to shift my focus and my attention on, okay, what it is that I do want, right? So here's a good exercise for you. Take a piece of paper, or maybe even just put the notes app on your phone, and write down five things that you want, right? Five things you want to accomplish, five things that are your goal. Literally, it could be anything. It could even be small, like truly. Make it your own. And decide that you will start focusing on these things and not the small other details or minutiae or like day-to-day things that normally bog us down. Get clear on what it is that you want and then start focusing on it. Start obsessing over it, right? It's like the same thing when it comes to cars. When you start thinking about a certain car, or maybe you just got a new car, you start seeing them all over the street, right? Like you just got a new electric Volvo. Like my parents got that recently, and then I started seeing electric Volvos everywhere. But before you didn't. And that's only because you start to focus on these things that you can start to notice all the other things around it. So when you start to focus on what it is that you actually do want, you will start to realize all the other things around it that can help you get that thing and get you to where you want to go. But the problem is that most of us have a lack of focus, a lack of vision, a lack of direction on the things that we want. So the first step is really getting clear on what it is that you want and then getting your focus right. Start focusing on the things you can control, not can't control, and start focusing on what it is that you do want. Because what you focus on is what grows. Truly, 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 shift your focus to shift your life. No exaggeration. Tip number four. You don't have to listen to the voice in your head that's filled with all the limiting beliefs, all the negative self-talk, all that stuff that we don't like, right? You don't have to listen to it. That voice in your head, you know, that comes up with all the fears, anxieties, worries, limiting beliefs, negative self-talk, that's not really you. That's from years and years of societal programming and conditioning, and from experience and things that have happened in our lives where we have formed these beliefs that aren't necessarily true. And I know it's a lot easier said than done to say this, like, oh, just don't listen to that voice. But once you become like aware and conscious of it, instead of just unconsciously and like blindly following, you know, that voice in your head with all those like negative things, once you become aware of it, you can start to take ownership and like power against it. Honestly, like for me personally, now when these thoughts and negative things that come up in my head with all these different limiting beliefs and whatnot, I just now start to think like, okay, cool, I hear you. I hear this thought coming through my head, and I'm just gonna let it go because I know that it's really not me. And you have the choice to let that one, you know, nasty thought or limiting belief in your head like take control over you, or are you gonna let that pass and choose a different, better, a more uplifting belief that will actually serve you going forward? And I really like this phrase that they talked about, and it goes like this: you can either be the victim or the victor. I'll say it again. You can either be the victim or the victor. And this can apply to like many things in life, but I really like it with this kind of stuff around just like the thoughts and the limiting beliefs in your head. You can be the victim of it, right? You can easily say like, oh no, I'm feeling this way, or I'm thinking this way, or I have this fear, or this limiting belief. And like, you can become a victim to it. It's really easy to do so. It's a lot easier to be a victim in our lives than it is to take ownership and responsibility and action against it. But the second you stop being the victim to the voice in your head and instead say, you know what? I'm not going to listen to that today. I'm going to push through that, and I'm going to think of the opposite belief, the opposite thought that will actually serve me way more going forward than this negative belief or this limiting belief that's in my head. I don't have to listen to it. I don't have to listen to that voice in my head that's bringing me down. I don't have to listen to it. How exciting of a feeling is that? I'm literally grinning from ear to ear right now just thinking about that. Because now I feel the power to just push that aside. Whenever those things and thoughts come up in my head now, I push it to the side. I don't even let myself spend like more than 5 seconds of energy on it because I know it's not me. It's just from things that society has taught us or experiences we've had in the past that has made us believe these things. But at deep, deep, deep down, the root of who you are is not that. That is not who you are. That is not how you were born. This is from years and years of shit piling up on top of you, from experiences and things that you watched and things that have happened to you in your life that have made you believe that. But it's not you. Mm-mm. No, no, no. It is not you. So remind yourself, like I said, I know it's easier said than done, but consciously choose to not listen to that voice in your head that's filled with all those limiting beliefs and negative thoughts. You can either be the victim or the victor. And you can choose which one you want to be. Do you want to be the victim or do you want to be the victor? Because those two mindsets, that choice will lead to drastically different lives. The victim will live a much different life than the victor will. So remind yourself that. Okay, last tip, final tip. Your standards set the tone of your life. What you set as your standards is what you shall receive. And we did a whole exercise around shifting our standards and raising our standards because it's so true, right? When you start to think about everything in your life, whether that's relationships or friendships or what even you're doing, it really comes down to your standards. If you have high standards, you will get those standards. You know why? Because you won't accept anything less. So deciding within yourself to raise the temperature knob, I kind of like using that analogy. It helps make more sense for me. Turn up the thermostat. Turn up the temperature. Change your standards. Raise your standards and watch and see what happens in your life, because you will always get your standards. And they really hit this point home, is that you will always get your standards. So if you want to start getting better things or being in better relationships, like I feel like the easiest example for this is like a relationship, is that what you accept and like how you accept to be treated is how you will be treated, because you're teaching someone how to treat you through what your standards are. And so if your standards are high in a relationship and you expect a lot from the other person because you also give a lot and you're a good person and that's what you expect from someone else, then that's what you will receive, right? Because you wouldn't get into that relationship unless they were meeting your standards. But if you lower your standards and accept to be treated maybe not as well as you want to be, that's what you will get. That's what you will receive, because that's what you're signaling to the other person is okay to treat you as. And I really do believe that we teach people how to treat us. Right? And so if you want to be treated better, you have to raise your standards. And really, this goes for anything else in your life. Your standards truly set the tone of your life. And what you set as your standards is what you shall receive. So start raising your standards, guys. It's a simple exercise you can start doing. Start thinking about all the different areas of your life and really turn up that thermostat. Turn up the temperature of your life, raise those standards, and that's what you shall receive. So I'm going to do a quick recap of the five things that I learned from my first self-improvement event, aka Tony Robbins' Unleash the Power Within, and how they can help your life today. So final chance to jot these down and take these notes. Number one, your internal world can be a beautiful state regardless of anything going on in the external world. It is a choice. Number two, getting into a peak state is a lot easier than you think. Just change your physiology. Number three, you don't have to listen to the voice in your head that's filled with all the limiting beliefs. You can either be the victim or the victor. Number four, what you focus on is what grows. Shift your focus to shift your life. And lastly, number five, your standards set the tone of your life. What you set as your standards is what you shall receive. So I really hope that today's episode helped you. If it did, please feel free to take a screenshot, share it on your stories, or, maybe tell a friend who you think could really benefit from this podcast. We would love to continue helping as many other people as possible. So I appreciate you so much for being here and for helping to get the word out. I'm sending you so much love, and I will see you next Pod Wednesday. Mwah.
Back in 1980, 70% of clothing worn by Americans was made by Americans. Today, it's 2%. And the reason is simple. It's cheaper to make things overseas. But that doesn't change the fact that 2% of textile manufacturers have refused to give up on this country. And those companies deserve to be congratulated. I'm talking about companies like American Giant. American Giant controls every link in their supply chain, and that matters. Because when you buy from American Giant, you create jobs for people in factory towns all across this country. Look, I get it. Nobody wants a lecture. But if you want to see more companies make more things in this country, you got to support the companies who are already doing that very thing. This holiday, check out the clothing at American-Giant.com. Flannels, hoodies, t-shirts, and jeans made to last a lifetime. Support the 2% who are still making it here at American-Giant.com.